Let's bring him in here. The new head coach. He's going back to where it all started in Winnipeg. Here's Rick Bonus. How you doing, Rick?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're just talking about styles in the NHL, and you've been around long enough to remember, I'm sure, baggy suits, like checkered old school suits. Can you?
Hey, I remember bell bottoms and wide lapels. Come on, that's before I got into coaching. That was more as a player.
Right. But now these guys are wearing like painted on suits where the ankles are showing. Like, can you keep up with that style, or what's your plan?
No, I can't do that. The tight ones and the short ones, no, I can't get into that. I'm a little too old for that stuff.
Okay.
But my wife, Judy, dresses me, and she keeps me up to speed as much as she can.
Bonesy.
We've got three kids, and they kind of keep us in line.
Bonesy, I was telling these guys that you were basically my first coach in Vancouver, first assistant coach. You ran the D, and since I got away from you, things went downhill, and here I am at TSN doing radio. So I miss you, buddy.
Well, I'm sure. I'm not sure much I can help you, but yeah, listen, you're in the game, you're working, that's a good thing. Still on the positive.
Well, we've been talking about your career, Rick, that you've been behind the bench for so long, and Gord, you're saying it's like 1% separation, I guess, or
we can play the 1 degree of Rick Bonus. You've either played for Rick Bonus in the NHL, or you're playing with someone who played for him. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Is that how it feels, Rick? Like, when someone has to introduce themselves, basically everyone knows you and everyone's known you in the NHL for a long time.
Yeah, it's been much worse. I know, I get that. But, you know, like when I got into coaching, I say this all the time, I was younger than some of the players, and now I'm old enough to be their grandfather. we're playing teams, and I don't know if there's a team in the league that I look out there, and I usually do that. I say, who have I coached on this team? There may be one or two teams in the league. There's a player on there that I haven't coached. So, yeah, we're still surviving. It is what it is, and I'm still thrilled to be involved and still thrilled to be coaching every day in the National Hockey League. As you guys all know, every day in our league is a great day.
Yep, well, exactly. And you're going back to where it all started on the NHL front, you being behind the bench in Winnipeg, and how cool have the last few days been? Kind of, I'm sure you're hearing from people in Winnipeg, maybe that you haven't heard from in a long time. And what are you expecting the experience to be like now that you're going back and it's kind of full circle in terms of your career?
Yeah, it's nice to come back. But it's basically, that would be the third most important point. The first two would be, you know, after the season, Judy and I were looking at each other saying, okay, if we get back into it, let's make sure, one, we're working with really good people. So it really helps Chevy and Larry and Zinger and Mark. They're great people to work for, and I'm really looking forward to that. And the second point is you got to have a chance to win. I had some opportunities that I turned down that were, you know, working with younger coaches, and the team is basically on a rebuild, and I didn't want to get into that. I've done that too much in my career, so that encouraged me. But the third point is Winnipeg, and it's nice to come back. Our daughter was born here. We have a lot of great memories of where I worked for the Jets for 9 years, and I remember the first whiteout, and the neighborhood we lived in when we were here. The kids were all young. Judy had a lot of friends in the neighborhood. The kids that we lived on a great street, so a lot of great memories of living here as well. But again, the most important part for me is the good people that we're going to work with, and the chance, you know, we have a good chance to win here.
Bones, when I look at Winnipeg's roster, it checks off a lot of boxes for me, right? You have the goaltending, you have some good pieces on the back end, you have some pieces up front. Like, is that the kind of way you see it when you go through the hiring process? You think, like, I can really work with this, and there's maybe just something else that this team needs to get over the hump?
Well, it is. And it was kind of being in Dallas for 4 years and been playing against these guys a couple of years ago. They were one tough team to play against. And, you know, at the end of the game, it was a hard-fought game. For whatever reason, this team lost its way last year a little bit. And again, I'm not here to criticize. I'm not here to second-guess. I wasn't around. It just wasn't the same team to play against. But you're right. The ingredients you need to win are here. The goaltender is one of the best in the league, and Connor Hellebuyck, great kid. Just, yeah, great goaltender. Clearly, the defense is solid enough, but we're going to get more offense on them. I think that's an area we can improve. And clearly, the forwards, there's some great forwards up front and good balance. And we can play a fast game. We can play a gritty game. Should be able to score. So, anyways, it's a little bit of everything, but you need a little bit of everything, and the ingredients are here, and it's going to be up to this coaching staff to pull it all together and make this team hard to play against again and get us back in that playoff hunt.
Rick, for a long time in the league, the goal was to allow fewer goals than the opposition. It was defend your way to a championship. But in the last couple of years, and even further back than that, we do seem to see the pendulum swinging. And, of course, the NHL we talk about as a copycat league. But how much do you think wins by teams like Colorado and Tampa have swung that pendulum?
Okay. So what was the score of the Stanley Cup clincher game this year? 2-1. What was it last year when Tampa won? 1-0. So those teams can score, but they also ran. You go back to Tampa being swept by Columbus 3 years ago. They just got pushed all over the place, and they didn't have an answer. So they changed half their roster. They figured out how to play a tough, gritty game with that third and fourth lines, which was a key for them winning the Stanley Cup. Colorado had a lot of speed, but they also knew how to defend, and that became very obvious in Game 6 when they won 2-1. Can they score? Absolutely they can score, but they knew they weren't going to win unless they played little defense, kept the puck out of their zone, kept the puck out of their net, and they did a really good job of that in that Game 6 against a very elite, high-scoring team. So both those teams that you talked about, yeah, they can score. They're fun to watch, and they're tough to play against. But when the cup is on the line and the season's on the line, they can defend just as well.
Bones, you had a great interview this season, and I liked it for this reason, because you said, I didn't even ask the players to come into the rink today. I just told them, take care of yourselves at home. It's been a long season, but when you come to the game tonight, be ready to play. Are you finding that the longer you're spending time in the league now and you see today's athlete, you giving them more autonomy to just take care of themselves as they see fit, just be ready to play when it comes 7 or 7:30 p.m.?
Yes, and a big part of that is the travel in Dallas. It was a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be. There were just too many nights that you're getting home at 2 in the morning. And as you know, that adds up. And you get into February, March, and April, and it's been a long season, and you're not getting the proper rest every night, it adds up. So there comes a point where you've worked with them, you've taught them how to be good pros, how to look after themselves, and you've got to trust them. And we came to that point that, okay, we're at the point of the season here, man. Bringing them into the rink, we're not going to get anything out of them physically or mentally. Stay away. And try to stay as fresh as we could mentally and physically. And that means keeping them away from the rink. Nothing worse than dragging them down the rink when they don't want to be there and they're tired. You're not going to get anything out of them. And so there comes a point, and you got to go by the feel of your team and your schedule and your travel and everything else. But there comes a point you got to trust them, and you got to say, okay, no need to show up tomorrow. Just come, as you mentioned, in the right frame of mind, ready to play, ready to compete.
Well, Rick, one guy in your family that doesn't need help in the suit department is your son, Ryan, who has, I must say, a strong suit game. Ryan
yeah.
brings a strong suit game. He's a stylish guy, now assistant GM of the Ottawa Senators. So this has been a big month for the Bonus family.
Well, it has been a big week. So what you're also not talking about is that my son, Ricky, they live in Denver, and his wife, Jody, is the vice president of suite sales and ticket sales for the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, no.
So hang on. So she gets a cup. She gets a cup pendant.
Yeah.
Ryan's got two rings with Pittsburgh.
Well, one ring in Pittsburgh. There for the second ring.
Okay.
And Jody will get a replica ring. But, yeah, so it was a big week for us, for sure.
Yeah,
Ryan's a good dresser, and he'll talk to Judy and say, yeah, Dad can't wear that one again. Throw that one out.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun. I'm assuming you'll be at the draft. I know he'll be there at the draft, and yeah, you guys
he's
will
there
be
there now.
There you go. Yeah, he's there in Montreal, and obviously he's assistant GM in Ottawa, so we wish him nothing but success. And same thing applies with you out in Winnipeg, Rick. Congrats on the gig, and good luck moving forward. We'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this.
Look forward. Thanks for your time, guys.
You got it.
Very nice.
Yep. Rick Bonus, new head coach out in Winnipeg.